passagem pela barreira, sangrando, rasgando, subindo a ladeira, orgasmo invertido, gritei quando vi. Já estava respirando.
Tutubi, tubi, tubi, ama água. Tutubi, tubi, tubi, papadadá.
Significant for the physicists who, in one way or another, were connected with the construction or the use of the atomic bombs. For these physicists find themselves in a position not unlike to that of Alfred Nobel himself. Alfred Nobel invented the most powerful explosive ever known up to his time, a means of destruction par excellence. In order to atone for this, in order to relieve his human conscience...
By the way, this is Albert Einstein.
He instituted his award for the promotion of peace and for achievements of peace. Today, the physicists who participated in forging the most formidable and dangerous weapon of all time are harassed by an equal feeling of responsibility, not to say guilt. We cannot desist from warning, and warning again. We cannot and should not slacken in our efforts to make the nations of the world, and especially their governments, aware of the unspeakable disaster they are certain to provoke, unless they change their attitude toward each other and toward the task of shaping the future. We helped in creating this new weapon in order to prevent the enemies of mankind from achieving it ahead of us, which, given the mentality of the Nazis, would have meant inconceivable destruction and the enslavement of the rest of the world.
Be civilized means to belong to a class society, to a reality full of contradictions, in which the development of the means of production is necessarily bound up with the development of methods whereby one group of men exploits another. Slavery, serfdom, wage slavery, are the three principal forms of servitude characteristic of the three great periods of human civilization. According to Engels, the development of the class system and of the relations between classes is exemplified in the history of the West, starting with the Greeks and ending up with industrialized capitalism. Private property, the monogamous family, and the state, when these three elements are brought together within a given society, that society has evolved from barbarism to civilization, and from a classless society to a society of classes. Let us define these terms. According to Morgan, whom Engels used as a point of departure, mankind progresses from an advanced state of savagery to a primitive state of barbarism when it moves from a clan society to a tribal one. Mankind moves on from a primitive state of barbarism to an intermediary one when society evolves from the tribe to a confederation of tribes. And it moves from the intermediary to the advanced barbarian state when society evolves from a confederation of tribes to a form of military democracy. Thus, mankind in its heroic state, just before entering on the stage of civilization, in other words, class society, finds itself organized in a military democracy.
nice to see you've tied it up. Daisy was telling me you're feeling a little dry. Everything okay?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, can't seem to get it spelled. Used to come so easy. Thought I'd cracked it this morning. I'm to say Uncle Kevin had died next to the new walls. Painting couldn't stop. Twist cool and lost it. Just way more.
You know what your problem is, Brian? That's obvious, isn't it? Contentment is the enemy of invention.
Oh, my God.
Funny, isn't it? You were so prolific when the war was over.
This is awful,
isn't it? What a dilemma.
I can't believe this.
So depressing. You must be really worried.
Yes.
Inconsolable.
Yes.
Right, I'm off. Mike's cooking beans. I'm going to polish his guns and wash the 18th. Right.
I do love,
darling,
Mama love,
darling,
Papa love,
darling,
you love.
It is my intention to recite unemotionally and in a loud voice the cold and solemn lines you are about to hear. Listen carefully to their message and prepare to defend yourselves against the painful, scarring impression they will doubtless make upon your troubled imaginations. Do not assume that I am about to die, for old age has not yet left its stamp upon my brow. Therefore, avoid any comparison between me and the dying swan, and look upon me only as a monster whose face you cannot see, thank God, although it is less hideous than its soul. Nevertheless, I am no criminal. Enough said. Ancient sea, on first sight of you, a breath as full of sadness as the soft murmur of the wind blows through the soul, leaving it deeply disturbed and marked forever. Thus, those who love you never fail to be reminded, sometimes unawares, of man's rude beginnings when he first learned the pain which has never left him since. Ancient sea, I greet you. I suppose that man only believes in his own beauty out of vanity, but in fact suspects that he is not truly beautiful. Otherwise, why would he look with such contempt upon the faces of others made in his image? Ancient sea, I greet you. Often, ancient sea, I have asked myself which is easier, to fathom the depth of the ocean or the depth of the human heart. Allow me to say that in spite of the ocean's depth, the depth of the human heart is on another scale altogether. Psychology still has a long way to go. Ancient sea, I greet you. Ancient sea, from your somber depths you unfurl your matchless waves across the entire sublime breadth of your surface, calmly conscious of your eternal strength. Your moral grandeur reflects infinity. It is as vast as a philosopher's speculations, as the love of a woman, as the divine beauty of a bird. Tell me, ancient sea, will you be my brother? I do not know what is your secret destiny, though all that concerns you is of interest to me. Tell me, therefore, if you house the Prince of Darkness. Tell me. Tell me, O sea. You must tell me. I will rejoice to hear that hell is so close to mankind. Therefore, just once more, I wish to greet you. Ancient sea, I cannot go on, for I feel the moment has come to return to the harsh land of men. Let us take courage. Let us make a supreme effort and, conscious of our duty, fulfill our destiny on this earth. Ancient sea, I greet you.
You must wake up.
Wake up.
Come on. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
It should make the night, but see your little lights alive. Can you not see that little light up there?
Where?
There.
Where?
Wake up, sleepyhead.
Radical plus radio equals on the Chill Room. This is killradio.org from Los Angeles. you even know where you are?
Down the scene. Hymnus dancing down the sea. He is calling and throwing his arms up in the air. No one is there. All of them are missing as the game comes to a start. No one is there, and no sound has them.
Just as a shark's heart beats for an hour after its death, so our insides still stir through and through long after making love, because of the boundless horror which man feels for others of his species. Perhaps I may be wrong when I say this, but perhaps I may be right too. I know that there must exist, probably, a more terrible affliction than the swollen eyes which come from meditating on the strangeness of man's nature. But I have yet to discover it.
Watching the kids?
Then I will claim the hand of the beautiful one.
I don't mind, really. Honest, I don't mind.
Climb the turret to witness the battle.
Listen, just let them watch TV, and if they fall asleep, I'll just leave them there, and I'll pick them up later. Okay?
Peter and Susie waved until they were almost out of sight.
Wendy! Bye! Bye. Ice cream! Wendy! We want ice cream! We want ice cream! We want ice cream! We want ice cream!
It's called Masters of War. Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind this. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, he'll lie and deceive. Where a war can be won. How did you know? You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers, all the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Oh, threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket while the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Thank you. kicking an old cafe. Never slept with a dream before you had to go away. There's a bell in the tower, Uncle Ray brought around. Don't worry about the army in the cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Now don't be a crybaby when there's wood in the shed. There's a bird in the chimney and a stone in my bed. When the road's washed out, we pass the bottle around and wait in the arms of the cold, cold ground. The cold, cold ground. The cold, cold ground. The cold, cold ground. There's a ribbon in the willow, there's a tire swing rope, and a briar patch of berries taking over the slope. The cattle sleep in the mailbox and we'll never go to town till we bury every dream in the cold, cold ground. In the cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. In the cold, cold ground. In the cold, cold ground.
I love pain. I love
A radio show found on a scrap heap. A radio show adrift in the cosmos.
Hug me some more.
Trying to hold on to something.
Hug me someone.
Hug me someone.
I love
pain.
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 I love pain.
I love pain.
Pain.
Makes me know I'm alive.
Hug me. Hug me.
Hug me, someone. One, 2906. Radical plus radio equals question mark. I ain't marching anymore, Phil Oakes. The Fire Sign Theater. Everything you know is wrong. Satanic Porno Cult Shop. Punusunuk. Remix. Jacques Derrida being read. Rapture and redoubling. Hank Williams. I'm so lonesome I could die. The Specials. This town coming like a ghost town. David Schaefer. Thanks, Michael. X10R.1. X10Repeat.1. Tom Zay. Nave Maria. Albert Einstein. The Post-War World. The Ridiculous Trio. Dirt. Nurse with Wound. Shipwreck Radio, June 12th. Throbbing Gristle. What a Day. Clothesline Revival. Shortening Bread. Kate Bush. Waking the Witch. David Scott Stone, the Kitty Play Sampler. Clap your hands, say yeah, over and over again. Nico, No One Is There. Portions of the soundtrack of the movie Blue Sunshine. Bob Dylan from No Direction Home, Masters of War. Tom Waits, Cold, Cold Ground. Discontent 3. This stuff. Which is a bunch of students in electronic music from Toronto. And the Haters. Journey into Pain. The texts were from Jean-Luc Godard's Weekend. Like I say, I'm grabbing on to whatever I can find. Cotique. Final cut. Bee Queen. A Beautiful Noise. The Chill Room. In the morning, Los Angeles time. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.